cigarettes and alcohol live from Manchester. Yes, this is happening in 2025. This is not a dream. You've been waiting for this for a whole year. Oasis are back. As we've been talking about, Oasis mania has hit. It's hit and taken over the UK, and now it has taken over Canada. Good evening, folks. You're tuned into CFRC 11.9 FM, CFRC.ca. My name is Rue. This is the Yellow Bridge Road, CFRC's British and Irish music show. And of course, Oasis mania has taken over the Yellow Bridge Road this week as well. I'm here at Ground Zero. I'm in Toronto. Oasis are back in the country for the first time in 16, almost 17 years. I'm on the ground bringing you first-hand coverage. I'm going to the show on Monday. Somehow, despite all the odds, the brothers have not split off. They've been on tour since July. And what we just heard, the first song there was Cigarettes and Alcohol, recorded this year at the Manchester shows at Eaton Park. And they're all sounding absolutely fantastic. And we have a pretty good chance now that Oasis are going to be playing on North American soil after all. Here we are, hours before the show. And obviously, you know, if we don't keep a little bit of peril, what are we doing as journalists? But whatever. We have pretty good chances that Oasis are going to be playing in Toronto after all. I can confirm from friends and personal sources the band have in fact touched down in Toronto. They've been here for the last couple of days. Sunday is the first of two nights in Toronto. It's the first date of the North American tour, and people are really excited. You know, it's hard to imagine this day and age that you could actually have something that, you know, crosses cultural boundaries, across age, across generations, across different interests. You know, I've seen people with Oasis shirts out on the run, on a jog, people at the Canadian National Exhibition, people doing their grocery shopping, people going out to other shows wearing Oasis shirts. Oasis mania is real, and here in Toronto, it is here this week. Oasis have had their pop-up merch store in downtown Toronto, just like they had for all the UK and Irish dates, and people have really been queuing up. They're dedicated. 5 hours, 6 hours, they have really just been queuing up, waiting to get their hands on that sweet, sweet merch. They've been picking up shirts, hats, bucket hats, of course. Jerseys styled after the brothers' own love for football and their beloved Manchester City. In fact, there's quite a lot of blue, baby blue merch around, their posters and whatnot. And, you know, Oasis merch must be the most fashionable thing to wear in town this weekend. And that's quite something, given that it's been an interesting few days, an interesting week in Toronto. On Friday, LCD Sound System played the first of three shows that they're doing, Friday to Sunday at History, but also at the Big Rogers Centre downtown. Emo Heroes, My Chemical Romance, came back down for a huge show where the Pixies were supporting them. Right across the street from My Chemical Romance was the annual Fan Expo, so there's a lot of potential for dressing up. I personally went to see July Talk on this Friday at CNE, and that was also a really good show. They're good live, but there too, I saw Oasis t-shirts. You know, every record shop in town is stocking Definitely Maybe, What's the Story, Morning Glory on vinyl, and a bunch of other box sets. On Saturday, it was Nine Inch Nails and another LCD Sound System show and more CNE stuff. On Sunday, again, LCD, but also Oasis. This is the first night. It's an interesting time for cultural references and just seeing people out and about in Toronto. You know, Oasis have still dominated the conversation over here. The brothers are getting on amicably. You know, Noel's been saying very nice things about Liam in the press. The fans say that Liam has never sounded better in recent years singing live. Noel has his little set of songs that he sings as well that kind of make up the Noel section. And, you know, the recordings that the band have been releasing from stadium shows, like the one we just listened to from the UK, they sound absolutely fantastic. The crowd is emotional. They're completely involved. And I have a feeling a lot of them have actually flown over from the UK shows to attend the first of the North American dates as well. So I hope there's a lot of that energy for Toronto as well. And we'll have more on the Oasis story. And I promise you, it's going to be for the last time in a while, at least next week after we've actually been to the shows. But for now, we're going to move on to new music. We've got some incredible new albums we've been anticipating for a while. One of them is an album that's so exciting because every song that we've heard from the album as a single so far has been so different. It's Wolf Alice's fourth album, The Clearing, that came out this Friday. It is a strong collection of songs. The band have been a bit more fearless in embracing their influences. There's a bit of softer, folkier music from like Fleetwood Mac that plays into their music now. George Harrison, people like Pentangle, they've been taking a lot of influence from them. And Ellie Rosell, singer in the band, has been saying that, you know, maybe there are people who are scared of rock music that is soft. Soft rock has sort of felt like a word I shouldn't say out loud, she said. Now she says, I don't care. I'm interested in music that you can play live that is energetic without having distortion pedals all the time. Ellie also has felt that she was able to take more of a singer's role on this album, but the album still has its surprises. I'm going to play us a new single of theirs, the last single that they released, called White Horses, a song where drummer Joel Amey takes over the vocals on the verses, and it's quite hypnotic, kind of slacker indie rock. He says it's big acoustics, the harmonies underpinned with a driving krautrock beat. Ellie Rosell sings on the choruses, and she has this almost Dolores O'Riordan, Real Cranberries quality to her singing. And the song is sort of about finding your home in your friends and family rather than places, and kind of being okay with feeling nomadic and feeling at home. You can find the album and all things Wolf Alice at wolfalice.co.uk. And then lastly, we've got music from Suede. Their new album, Antidepressants, comes out on the 5th of September. They say the album is generally about tensions of modern life, paranoia, anxiety, neurosis, and Brett says, we're all striving for connection in a disconnected world. This is what I wanted the songs to feel like on Antidepressants. It's broken music for broken people, but we're going to play a slightly optimistic song. It's called Dancing with Europeans, and he says that there's a sense of optimism about this song, and it literally comes from a feeling he had while dancing with the Europeans in Spain, where the band were playing. You can find it at suede.co.uk. This is Wolf Alice.
down like a river, through the parks and through the pavilions, through the countryside, like a human sideline. A river tonight will run like a river. There's something inside craves the artificial life. There's something inside that craves the blue and yellow lights. Oh, I'm a European stain within me. I'm a European suffering in me. Dancing with the Europeans. I got a European stain within me. European suffering, I will take it. Dancing with the Europeans. On the road we'll run like a river, and we want to be strong, and we want to belong to the road and the rails, to belong to the rhythm. Where the soldiers and the civilians, while the flesh might die, but our love will survive when you're by my side. From death shall have no dominion. There's something inside that craves the simulated life. There's something inside that likes white artificial lights. European stain within me, European suffering in me. Dancing with the Europeans. I got a European stain within me, European suffering. I want to be dancing with the Europeans. Sing it. Dancing with the Europeans. Dancing with the Europeans. Dancing with the Europeans.
Just a bit of suede to start off the show. That was Dancing with the Europeans. Song pretty much written after Suede played a show in Spain, and Brett got that feeling. We've been listening to some new music from Suede, but also from Wolf Alice, whose new album The Clearing is out now. And folks, this weekend is a special weekend, not just here in Toronto, because we're all very excited about the various shows that have been going on, but also in the UK. This is Bank Holiday weekend, and it's one of the big weekends for music culturally, really, in the UK, because it is the weekend that traditionally Reading Festival takes place, which is one of the longest running modern music festivals in the world. It, I think, started as a jazz festival back in the 1970s. It became a blues and rock festival over time. And it for a while really became the flagship rock festival and a goal for every rock band in the world to want to play on the Reading Festival main stage. It's a big part of UK tradition as well, you know, given that it's a lot of people's first experience of sort of live music in a festival setting. It's the first festival that a lot of teens go to, like between the ages of 15 and 17. You hear all these traditions of kids like finishing their GCSEs and then making their first pilgrimage to Reading to enjoy some music and an ungainly amount of freedom with no supervision usually. Reading has also changed with its demographic, though. It's certainly not a rock festival, and people have been debating this for as long as the festival has been running, really. What does Reading stand for, etc., etc. I think this year's lineup was fantastic for what the kids are into. I mean, if you're 17, you know, you have headliners like Chapel Roan, who is the biggest pop star in the world at the moment. You've got artists like Hozier playing, who is so beloved to so, so many people out there. And Bring Me the Horizon for the doom pop metal kids as well, for the emos. There's really a bit of something for everyone. For the rock fans, you also had artists like Bloc Party playing, you had Softplay, The Chats playing, Bean Stella, Wonderhorse, Heartworms, The Kooks, and you know, artists like Limp Bizkit and Enter Shikari and all that. Lots of really, really good music out there. I think us as a show, we're always a little bit more focused on the undercard, so that's probably where we're going to be beginning and staying for a lot of the while. We're going to be playing some music from Hi-Viz. They are a UK industrial hardcore dance kind of band. They released their third album, Guided Tour, last year in October, and it won them acclaim from across the UK electronic music scene, but also from people like Hayley Williams. I'm going to play a song of theirs called Mind's a Lie, which samples the South London vocalist DJ L Murphy and embodies a kind of gritty cross-cultural energy that the band bring. They say that they were sent a demo. They were like, I don't think this is a Hi-Viz song. And then they kind of challenged themselves to go, no, it is. Let's do it. They pushed it out to make a sound like that, and they loved it. They've been opening for Fontaine's DC lately on their kind of run of summer outdoor shows that they've been doing, the really huge ones. And they opened for them at a few of those dates, and they're playing Reading Festival on the Friday, or they played at Reading Festival on the Friday, seeing as how we are now listening to this on Sunday. You can find them at Hi-Viz, spelled Hi-Viz.bandcamp.com, and I'm going to play as a song, like I said, called Mind's a Lie. That's the one that I quite enjoyed. And then I'm bringing us something very different. Like, we're going to change the mood very quickly. I'm going to play you some Jasmine Forte. You know her on the show. We've played her a couple of times. She released a really moving album called You Are the Morning back in January. If you listen to the show, you know I love Guy Fawkes' Tesco Dissociation, which is an incredible name for a song. If you haven't heard it, give it a listen. But I'm going to take us down a more mellow and intimate route this time with a song called Woman. She also played Reading Festival on the Friday, so that's the song I'm going to play us for you. And you can find her at jasmine4t.bandcamp.com. And if you like what you hear, she's playing in Toronto, actually, her first Canadian shows. On the 26th of September, she'll be in Toronto at the Baby G. So you can go and find tickets for that as well. Then we're going to play some music, some new music from JD Cliff. He's also playing at Reading Festival, but he has a new single out called 3 AM. And it really gives me the sort of, you know, vibes of someone saying, hey, look, we're at the end of the world and it's all going to the dogs, but, you know, we'll do whatever we want. That's kind of what it's giving me. You can find him at JDCLIFFE, JDCliff.bandcamp.com. So let's listen to that. We'll start off first with a little bit of Hi-Viz. This is Mind's a Lie on CFRC Radio.
Beyond me, paranoid and lonely. Just as dry and cool underneath my my life on the edge, it's risky, might fly into the city. Big man, I am not no picnic. This be been on the white like Whitney. Stay with the G unit like 50, quickly before the neighbours move shifty. It could have been Cap or Christie. I got too many girls trying to link me. Too many girls. Roll with the winners, we don't take L's. To the use pipe down or I'll get my belt. Fuck an NPC, nigga, this my world. Sits in my hands as I watch it go. I'm taking the piss and the cake as well. Tell about a breathe like blue control. I don't need you, I could do it myself. I need pounds, not pennies. The bar's too techie, your boys get buried. I need me to bust down skelly. Scream up in the world till I pop this cherry. Trash, but we're bang like Fecky. I don't like them, I'm John Terry. For to take them out back and show them who's heavy. Patting them like George Dunn Lenny. You a man or a mouse? Make that stack instead of standing about. Running up bands, you was locked in a house. Bare fat core, make your brain fall out. I just want peas, I don't care about clout. J2 wavy, but I can't drown. Waiting for s***, come here with it right now. She know we the ones, got my name round town like.
Best believe that you're mine. Enticing, exciting. What if I told you, baby, you could get whatever you like? If I see you on a weekend, it's a wrap, it's a wrap.
JD Cliff, that's a new song of his called 3 AM. It's a really lovely indie kind of track. We also had some new music from Jasmine Forty. This is not a new song, it's on her debut album from January this year called You Are The Morning, and she is coming to Toronto, so if you like that, do go see her. It's going to be a really fun show. I think Baby G is a pretty cool venue as well. We also had some music from High Viz, the UK dance band, from their album from last year. The song's called Mind's a Lie. We're also going to have some music from Kyo, who are a duo of brothers from Portugal who are now based in London. It's Finn and Connor Kyo, that's why they're called Kyo. But you spell their band name K-E-O, even though that's not how their name is spelt. They take influences of classic songwriting. There's a lot of like 90s grunge and rock on their writing. They released an EP called Siren that came out in May, and they said it was a 4-year effort to get it done, and it has some really good songs on it. So I'm going to be playing us one of them. I'm going to play us a song called Hands. That was one I quite liked. There's another one called Thorns that a lot of people have really, really got into. So do go check that out. You can find them at Keo, K-E-O, band. .co.uk, and they also played at Reading Festival, their debut show, and they were really excited about it. I'm also going to play us some music from Moody Sama, who is a rising alternative artist. His debut EP just came out like a couple of weeks ago called Will I Make It Out Alive, and it's sort of him looking back kind of retrospectively. He says he brings so he's a Nigerian British musician, so he says he brings this perspective of, like, you know, looking at things from there. He says every single step or checkpoint has had him thinking, how will things get better? How will I get out of the situation? How do I save myself? And during the writing process, these were kind of the questions that were in his head. And looking back retrospectively, it kind of played into the album. He says that it's the only train of thought that has run through my head during the songwriting process, and it serves as a spine to all of this. This EP is the first chapter of my experiences, exploring my psyche, love and relationships, and the cause and effect of it all over the years. A first step into the Pandora's box of my emotions. He says, I'm not sure I'll ever find an answer, but, you know, we get to listen to it. And he's also played at the Reading Festival introducing stage, the BBC introducing stage, which is where all the cool people are. You spell his name, M-U-D-I, Moody, S-A-M-A, Sama, and I'm going to play us a song called Jealous Type, which I quite enjoyed. And then we have some music from Clifford's Rising, indie rock band from Ireland. They have this really sprawling sound. It's really cool. Their second album, Salt of the Lea, came out in May, and I think we may have played a song off of it. So I'm going to try and make sure that we're listening to a different one this time. We're going to be listening to a song called R&H Hall. You can find them at the-clifford.bandcamp.com. This is KO with Hands.
Come on, at least we survive. met my love at the Ornage Hall, and he picked up the bricks when it all went wrong. Built us a house out by the sea, beneath the Red Cross and the waves. He reached out, put a hand to my hair, I melted away, I was never there. She's off now, she's London bound, sold her soul to the English pound.
With R&H Hall. Welcome back to the Albert Road, folks. We've been listening to artists who've been performing at Reading Festival this weekend. We love looking at the undercard and looking at the names that don't necessarily stand out in the big headlines. So we listened to some music from Clifford's out there. They've been in the news recently, actually, because they were supposed to be playing a festival called Victorious Fest that happens in Portsmouth in England. And the Irish band, the Merry Wallopers, who do kind of traditional Irish style music, but with really, really, like, you know, kind of protesty, radical music and lyrics. They kind of got pulled from Victorious as their fest, as their show was going on, because they had a Palestinian flag in the background, and they ended up just pulling their set completely because they said, we've had this flag with us for 6 years and we're not going to perform without it. So their sound got cut, they walked off on stage, and it's been quite a big news story, and a number of bands pulled out in solidarity with them, one of whom was Clifford. So they've kind of been in the news recently as well. We had some new music as well from Moody Sama and Kyo, who are also really good alternative bands. We're going to change to something a little bit different now, though. We're going to go underground. We're going to go into some electronic music. We've had music before from Vlor on this show, V-L-U-E-R, the band, Glasgow Dance Act. Their debut album is coming out on the 26th of September called Escalate. You can find them at vlor.bandcamp.com, and I'm going to play us a single that they've had out recently called Feels Like Heaven. Then we have a band called Sunday 1994, like you spell their name Sunday, brackets, 1994. They are an LA-based English-American duo. It's Paige Turner from LA and Lee Newell from Slough in England. They began writing for advertisements back in 2014 together, and they've eventually moved to writing their own music. They started uploading it to TikTok, and it's just kind of slowly taken off from there. They released their second EP, Devotion, back in in May 2025, and there's a real allure to this band. I just find that their songwriting has something so compelling to it. They're like characters that you just get drawn into, and I'm gonna play a song of theirs called Rain that they've released kind of recently, and you can find them at sunday1994.bandcamp.com. Lastly, we'll have some music from The Pill, who are absolutely one of my favorite new bands to watch. They are kind of pop punky. They've got this real fizzy energy. They're an alt rock band, a duo from the Isle of Wight, and they put out their debut EP, just called The EP in all caps, and I was recommended to them by a friend of the show, Brett, who's been out, so shout out to him. He's seen them live. They're really good, and I really got into them from seeing clips that he posted after the shows he's been to, and they're playing at Reading Festival, so you know, they're really, really good. You can find them at thepillband.com. I'm going to play us a song from The Pill, one that we haven't heard before. I'm going to play us a song called The Problem, or just Problem. We can start off, though, with Vlor. This is Feels Like Heaven on CFRZ Radio.
Like heaven. We got down on one knee. We made a home surrounded by cobblestone and methadone. But I'm safe in your arms. You've become a young reoffender. But I love you, yeah.
Welcome back, folks. We've had some new music out there on the last set. We had music from Vlor. We had a song by Sunday, 1994. They are an incredible band, aren't they? Like, you just have to sit and listen to those lyrics when they're singing. That was a song called Rain. We also had some music from The Pill called Problem. I love The Pill. If anyone can go see them, I absolutely recommend it. But otherwise, just go listen to their music. We're going to be playing a little bit of non-Reading Festival music as well, just because I want to throw this single in. There's a new single by a band that I really enjoy called The Jacques. They are a band sort of between London and Bristol. They have a new single called Ramona, and I think they're one of the most distinct sounding bands in the UK right now, as in they don't really sound like anybody else, and they're just doing their own thing. It's good songwriting, and you just have to sit and listen to it, and it really makes me want to go see them live, and I wish I could. But this is a new single of theirs called Ramona. You can find them at the Jacques, spelled Jacques, world.bandcamp.com. And then coming back to Reading once again, I've got some music from I think you say their name as Snakes. It's spelled S-N-A-Y-X. They're a Brighton band, and they're kind of a punk band. They remind me of Softplay in sort of the way their bass lines work and everything. But there's something quite different about them as well. But they were on actually at the exact same time as Softplay at Reading Festival. But there's